Almost everyone is familiar with the following scene. There's a group of people surrounding a fire deep in the woods. They begin sharing stories about their lives, friends, previous times they've gone camping, and eventually they start sharing scary stories of ghosts, murderers, and mysterious deaths on the site. The Cropsey Maniac of Staten Island, New York is one of those stories typically told in camp settings, although it has been shared outside of that context as well. One version of the story is of a man named George Cropsey, who, like other urban legend characters, was an escaped mental patient who wielded an axe or had a hook for a hand. He lived in the abandoned Willowbrook Mental Institution, using the underground tunnels to lure and murder local children. Another version of the story is of the same George Cropsey, who was a respected community member. He could be a judge, store owner, a member of city council, or a policeman. While away from home one day, his wife and child die from an accidental fire or drowning caused by campers from a nearby sleepaway camp. Upon learning the news of his family's death, he is shocked, turns pale, and disappears. 2 weeks later, a camper is found murdered by an axe. But despite this, the camp remains open, requests more supervision, and the counselors sleep with weapons, a knife, axe, or rifle. However, a counselor is woken up by the sound of a child screaming in the night. He sees the child being attacked by Cropsey and manages to cut or shoot Cropsey's leg, leaving him limping and bleeding as he stumbles away into the forest. The next day, the police are able to follow the trail of blood Cropsey left the previous night, surrounding him and demanding he surrender. However, all they hear is maniacal laughter and the promise to continue seeking revenge on the camp for the murder of his family. Without his surrender, the police build a circle of fire around Cropsey, and after the fire subsides, they find no remains of the man and assume he is dead. But it is said that on the anniversary of his family's death, he returns and looks for his next victim. First and foremost, this urban legend is told for its entertainment value, as most urban legends and folktales are known for. These stories are often told to scare friends or young campers and are easily passed on to the next generation due to how memorable the delivery is. However, these stories also serve as cautionary tales, meant to keep campers in their tents and cabins at night or away from abandoned buildings unless they want to be Cropsey's next victim. However, while the urban legend is often told as just a fictional tale, there was one case where the Cropsey Maniac came to life. As explored in the Cropsey film, which is free on YouTube if you're interested, the directors tell the tale of Andre Rand, who was eventually charged with the kidnapping of a little girl. He was suspected of kidnapping and murdering at least 4 other children as well. While the directors suggest that Rand was the source of the Cropsey legend, other stories predate the case. However, it does demonstrate how the Staten Island community turned to this urban legend as a form of explanation for the terrible events they faced in the 1980s. They compare Rand to the Cropsey figure and begin to form their own distinct version of the Cropsey legend, which falls in line with the first version told earlier. The media played a large role in how Rand was portrayed, trying to link him with satanic rituals, claiming he was abused or neglected as a child. Really anything that would provide an explanation for why Rand committed this crime. Ultimately, there seemed to be no one answer or consensus on why Rand did what he did, but the formation of the Willowbrook-specific version of the Cropsey legend cannot go unnoticed. Staten Island will continue to be haunted by the fictitious and, unfortunately, more grounded version of the Cropsey tale as the community continues to search for missing children Rand is linked to.